Hayem Yem Daladir. Minig Yisrael, it's a Jewish custom, Shalayla Galeach, Shalayla Saper Saris Reish Tinek, that we do not shave or cut the hair of a young child, of a baby boy, Ad Meloisle Sholeshonim, until he is fully 3 years. Gzizas Hasiris, the cutting of the hair, Opsherenish Shel Tinek, it is called an Opsherenish, a hair cutting of a young child, Hudover Godel Biminhogi Yisrael. It is a very important matter in Jewish custom. The ikrehu, and the main point of this custom, b'hachinuch d'hashoras peyas harish, to educate the boy to leave peyas on his head. They should be uncut. U'miyem ha'gzizev anochas ha'peyas harish, and from the day of the haircut and leaving peyas on his head, nohagu l'hadev l'hargil esatinek. It is a custom to make an effort and a point to train the child be'inyan nesias talis kotten, to wear a talis cotton with tzitzis. Ubirchas ha-shachar, and saying the morning blessings. Ubirchas ha-mozen, and saying the grace after the meal. Ukriya shma shalamito, and the reading of shma at bedtime. This Hayem Yem are two parts. The first part is from a letter that was written to Harav Mordechai Elio Shway from Finland. And there the Rebbe writes that there is a Jewish custom not to shave the head of a child. And there he adds something interesting, not to touch his hair. But in the Hayem Yem, the Rebbe omits this part about touching the hair of a child. He only writes, you shouldn't shave or cut the hair. And then there is the second part, which is from a letter to Reb Shmuel Zalmanov, and there the Rebbe writes about the Opsherenish, that the main point is to train the child about Peyas and about making the brochas and having a talis cotton and laning Shema. So many ask the question, what is the connection to this Parsha? Perhaps the day of Dalad Iyar was the first day of Parshas Emor, which talks about the Koyanim, that they get the gifts, which is the first cutting of the wool of a sheep or a goat, and in many chassidus it is discussed that the first haircut is similar to that first cutting of the wool. We also have in the previous parsha we spoke about that for 3 years the fruits have to be orlo, we cannot eat it, and the same idea also applies to the hair, that for 3 years we do not cut them or even touch them, as in the original letter of the Friedrich Rebbe. And perhaps this is a suggestion to explain what is the connection, because we are in the middle of Sfira and we do not do hair cutting anyway. If there is an Opsherenish, we wait till Lag B'Omer. So the connection is perhaps to the Pasha. The Rebbe would use this second part of this Hayim Yem when he wrote a letter of Mazel Tov to the parents of a 3-year-old boy. After he gave the blessings, he would attach this part of what the Friedrich Rebbe writes about the Minig of leaving Peyas and to train the child to wear Talis Cotton and the blessings and Shema. What is interesting, the whole idea about wearing tzitzis, in Shulchan Aruch, the Alter Rebbe writes that you start training a child with tzitzis when he's 9 years old. In the Siddur, the Alter Rebbe writes that a child starts wearing tzitzis when he is 6 years old. And here the Rebbe says that we start training a child from the age of 3. Then there's another comment from the Rebbe. The Rebbe suggests that the wording here is nesias talis cotton, which is more like carrying a talis cotton. And it doesn't say levishas talis cotton, which would mean clothing the child with a talis cotton, which would be more appropriate. Why does it say nesias? So the Rebbe suggests, perhaps it's like Nosoi Esreish Bnei Yisrael. When Hashem commanded Moshe to count the Jewish people, he didn't say, Saper Esreish Bnei Yisrael, you should count them, but rather he said, Nosoi, you should carry, or a deeper meaning, raise, elevate the heads of the Jewish people. So a child, when he wears a talis cotton, he carries the talis cotton. The child raises the talis cotton.